Blog Talk Radio.
So, evening, rather late. I'm talking about the demons within the Democratic Party. And what you should know, especially if you're black, these are facts. You know, it's not an opinion or what have you. And I'm saying this because, black people, in general, sometimes the whole, look for the Democratic Party to, quote-unquote, save them. People in the Democratic Party, what have you, and, you know, we have to really get our mentality right. Hey, how you doing, Dennis? Just tapped into my chat room, just opened it up. I had to start late a little bit, a little technical difficulty. But these are little facts. I don't know if you're aware of them. But the Democratic Party, and we should really be careful how we vote. Again, I talk about how people should go down the line, individually choose your candidate. But why I'm talking about this is because, you know, something important is about to happen, and a lot of stuff is happening, and I don't think as black people we're waking up. We really need to wake up, and we need to wake up fast. First of all, the Democratic Party was started, you know, by a group that wanted to keep slavery. It's the oldest political party, the oldest party, point blank period, the oldest party in history. And the Democratic Party originated the Ku Klux Klan. They supported lynching. They supported lynching. The Grand Wizard of the KKK was honored at the 1868 Democratic National Convention. Not one Democrat voted for the 14th Amendment to grant citizenship to former slaves. There was a pastor who recently sued the Democratic Party, and under oath they admitted they did a lot of scandalous things, specifically to black people. The Klan terrorized black people. But let me tell you something. The Klan original targets was a Republican. The Republican Party was created as an anti-slavery party. Are you aware that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a registered Republican? And he was fighting the Democrats. Those who were lynching. Push for widespread slavery. And as black people, I'm not sure, but, you know, I would be ashamed to say I'm a Democrat. People should vote down the line, because when you're voting for the Democratic Party, it's like saying you're giving an okay to what the history of it. Democrats supported slavery and expansion of it in the northern states. They supported the Dred Scott decision, the Democratic Party. They supported fugitive slave laws. They opposed the 13th Amendment. They opposed the 15th Amendment. And, you know, something about that 15th Amendment, it gave black men first the right to vote. It didn't say all black people or women. It was about black men. You know, so, I mean, we have to really, really look at history. But so much dirt happened. They opposed the Civil Rights Act. Clinton appointed a person who was a known member of the KKK. They promoted white supremacy. They opposed black schools and colleges. Now, look at most historical black colleges are named after Republican white men, like Morehouse. Democrats endorsed over 5,000 lynchings in states under their control. The NAACP was started by three white Republican men, and Democrats opposed the NAACP. They debated over and over. They did not want you to even vote. Now, right now, it's weird. It's really crazy how a lot of this stuff has now flipped script. Like, we have a lot of blacks that are Democrats, and a lot of people are scared to be Republicans, you know, but truth be told, Republicans went out the way for blacks. Now they're saying, okay, get your own. We try to help you. Maybe that's what they're saying, you know, because the Republican in Wisconsin, boy, is going down. It is going down. But I'm saying historically, Democrats were not for black people and openly express that. Openly express that. Democrats burned and mutilated black people. The KKK was the terrorist wing of the Democratic Party. The Democrats declared a long time ago they would rather vote for a yellow dog than vote for a Republican, because Republicans were known as a party for blacks. The Democratic president, Woodrow Wilson, he reintroduced segregation. The Democratic president, Franklin D. Roosevelt, the first appointment to the Supreme Court was a life member of the Ku Klux Klan, Senator Hugo Black, Democrat of Alabama. That same Democratic president, Roosevelt, his choice for vice president in 1944 was Harry Truman, who joined the KKK. He refused, the same Democratic president, Roosevelt, well, he resisted and refused, but, you know, there were some things to pass. Anyway, he didn't want to pass the federal law against lynching. He didn't want integration in armed services. You know, these things are things we should be very aware of, especially in the spirit of our ancestors. What are you doing? People always say that they feel their ancestors and this and this and that, but a lot of people, a lot of us do things contrary to your nature, contrary to your will. President Clinton, the Democrat, we all know, a lot of black people love. His mentor. His mentor was a U.S. Senator named William Fulbright and a supporter of racial segregation. He filibustered the Civil Rights Act, the same mentor. He voted against the Voting Rights Act. Democrats opposed the Emancipation Proclamation, the 14th Amendment, the 13th Amendment, the 15th Amendment, the Civil Rights Act of 1866. They opposed the Ku Klux Klan Act. That act was trying to get rid of the KKK. They opposed the Civil Rights Act of 1957, 1960, the United States Civil Rights Commission. They opposed all this thing. The Republicans, I'm not saying vote Republican. I'm saying just don't. You need to really think about going down that party line. People need to exercise their right to individually choose, in my opinion. But the Republicans, they voted for the Civil Rights Act. They voted. I'm saying historically speaking. I'm not saying this point in time now. I'm just saying historically speaking. Even George W. Bush, this Republican, you know, wrong is wrong. Call it out when it needs to be called out. But this man appointed more blacks to high positions than any president in history and approved more educational and housing funding for blacks than any president, contrary to popular belief. Now, I'm just saying, for the record, you know, the Republicans, they sponsored and gave strong bipartisan support to the 1968 Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, you know, the Voting Rights Act Amendment, the Civil Rights Act. You know, they enacted the Civil Rights Law in the 50s and 60s over the objection of the Democrats. They founded the historical black colleges and universities and started, as I stated earlier, the NAACP to counter racist practices. They started the Republican Party as an answer to the Democratic Party about racism. It was an anti-slavery. They pushed groundbreaking civil rights legislation in Congress. They fought slavery and amended the Constitution to grant blacks freedom, citizenship, and the right to vote. It was a Republican president, Eisenhower, that sent the troops to the South to desegregate the schools. Remember that had to happen? If we look at Eyes on the Prize, it was not President Lyndon Johnson, but Republican Senator Dickerson from Illinois, who pushed through the civil rights laws of the 1960s. He wrote the language for the 1965 Voting Rights Act and crafted the language for the Civil Rights Act of 1968, which prohibited discrimination in housing. It was a Republican that organized the 1963 march by Dr. King on Washington. And he was a black Republican. His name was Philip Randolph. You know, it was during a Senate debate about the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871 when it was revealed that members of the Democratic Party formed many terrorist organizations like the KKK to murder and intimidate black voters. And the Ku Klux Klan Act bill, it was introduced by the Republican Congress to stop the activities of the Klan. Historically speaking, the Democrats lynched, burned, mutilated, and murdered thousands of blacks and completely destroyed towns and communities occupied by middle-class blacks. From Florida to Oklahoma, North Carolina. You know, Henry Morehouse and Oliver Howard, these were abolitionists and Republicans, white men, that started the black colleges. And Democrats fought to keep them closed. Can you point to one piece of legislation? One piece of legislation, civil rights legislation, that was sponsored solely by the Democratic Party. And when you find it, let me know. These are facts That's right, Dennis. It's for the person and what they stand for. It's a lot of evilness going on now. You know, it's a lot of, I'm going to put the hand up as a caller, 111, if you want to get in. It's a lot of it going on that we're not aware of, that we have to wake up about. Because voting a party line, I think that's disrespectful to our ancestors and to the struggles, and it's a setback. Because like I said, recently the Democrats were sued, you know, and admitted on stand that they've done a lot of plotting against blacks. And you got to look at what's going on in Wisconsin. For example, 14 Democrats went AWOL, claim it's for the people, woo-woo-woo, this and that. Still missing. Now they get all these donations, claim they can't tell people where they're at. How do you get donations to an undisclosed location? How do you get public money going to an undisclosed public place? It's baloney. Now, because they're gone, things are changing. A lot of these laws that were passed beyond this so-called union stuff going on, that is seriously hurting the people that's already disadvantaged. Already going on. And they're still in hiding somewhere in Illinois because that. Come to find out that the same Democrats who ran, they got major funding from the union. Let's see. You have Democratic Senator Tim Carpenter. He he's received a total from union and public employees $2,000. Spencer Cox, total, over $148,000. Tim Cullen, $65,000 and counting. John Eppenbach, $100-some thousand. Lena Taylor, almost $200,000, and it keeps going on. They didn't run for the people. They ran for their own private interests and have the same black people who are saying, this time won't you save me, believing they're going to be saved. Black people need to wake up. People in general need to wake up. All eyes closed ain't sleep. The Democrats conceded in a lawsuit that was sent done by this pastor. They admitted to the horrors of slavery and racism and even accepted the purposes that the Democratic Party supported certain things. Same injuries that were inflicted to African Americans 200-some years ago. You know, it's still being done to us, and we're not waking up. Like Lil Wayne said, we all die, but have we all lived? It's like the sleeping dead. Now, the Democrat animal is a donkey. But who's really the ass? Who's really the ass? Now the NAACP, although it was created by these abolitionists, these Republican white males, these black people in the NAACP don't even do anything. You know, there's been ties to show there's questionable support as to what's going on by the NAACP that's contrary to our necessities. Things have changed and slipped over. What is really going on? If your vote is powerful, who are you really giving it to? Because change is coming, and I read a lot of stuff. You know, the Bible, I read other scriptures, you know, a number of things. I'm looking for something, and I found it. It's funny. There's a part in the Bible that says this. I even have a Torah. You know, I have scriptures that's not even in the Bible. I have a lot of different religious artifacts. But let's read what Ezekiel said. And it's very, very pertinent to what's going on now. It says in Ezekiel 7, disaster, a unique disaster is coming. The end is coming, the end is coming. It is on the move towards you. It is coming now. Now it is your turn, you who dwell in this country. Doom is coming. The day is near. No joy now, only tumultuous on the most mountains. Now is the day. Your turn has come. Doom is coming. The day is near. The trumpet sounds. All is ready, but no one goes into battle, since my fury rests on all alike. The end is near. And it just says a lot, because, you know, as I was talking with someone earlier about what's going on and all these cuts and all this other stuff, I'm like, I don't know why people are getting all up in arms for it, because we're not in the beginning of time, so common sense tells you this is the end of day, and it's going to get worse. those who turned the head for the less fortunate, the ones who couldn't fight back, those who are very manipulative and deceitful and cunning, like sands through the hourglass. And with that being said, I just have to ask you, now that you know the demon that lurks in the Democrats, what will you do about that? It's always, will you save me? Will you save me? What about if you've already been let go? Or you were never held in the first place? We gotta wake up. Cause it's a shake-up. Thank you.